Welcome to the Recording on the Mind as part of the Feel the Love program. If you haven't already watched the video or looked at the guide that illustrates the specific energy poses as part of this program, please go ahead and do that first. This will just make a lot more sense to you. Now, it's important that we get in our minds that we are loved. And to feel that connection in our minds. Our safety self is such a part of our mind, and that's where so many of our limiting thoughts originate. So getting at deeper and deeper levels in our mind that we are loved, we are safe, we are connected, makes a huge difference in how we show up in the world. Now we're going to start this section with the energy pose called the energy hookup. So with one hand, put your middle finger in your navel, and with the other hand, put your middle finger between your eyebrows at the bridge of your nose. And with both middle fingers, push in and lift up and hold that pose. This is a way of connecting all your energy channels together so that your energy is flowing well. It's a way of connecting with yourself, which is the most powerful way to start anything, is by connecting with yourself. You don't need to do anything, just simply allow the connections to happen. Feel yourself present in your body. And now feel yourself connecting with the universe, the divine, God, all that is. The love that surrounds you like an ocean. If you're not feeling it, that's okay. Just imagine it. And if there's anyone that you want to connect with now, if you have guides, angels, loved ones, mentors, anyone you want, you can invite them in and feel your connection with them. And feel your connection with me, with my voice, my energy, and if you'd like, with everyone else who does this program. Working together on behalf of each other increases the effectiveness and the power of it exponentially. When you're ready, you can put your hands down. Now, if you like, have a drink of water. Water conducts our energy like it conducts electricity. And staying well hydrated when you're doing energy work makes a huge difference. Just helps the energy flow better. And being dehydrated can even lead to headaches for some people. So make sure you're well hydrated. We're going to do a process for clearing out the mind. You may have found that your mind got clearer with what we just did. And we're going to go even deeper into that. You can do this whole recording either sitting down or lying down, just however you're comfortable. We're going to do what I call the head pose, and I'll go through it briefly. Again, refer to the handouts in the video for a more in-depth description of how to do it. But this is the pose we're going to start with. If your arms get tired or you just feel like it, you're welcome to move your hands to being one on top of the other in the center of your chest, or just with your arms relaxed and your palms facing upward in a receptive pose. To do the head pose with the hand in front, put your middle finger in the middle between your eyebrows, your thumb on one side of your nose up next to your eye, and your ring finger on the other side of your nose next to your eye. The other hand goes across the back of your head with your thumb in the notch at the base of your skull and your hand cradling the back of your head. No squeezing needed. Just lightly rest your hands there. As you hold this pose, allow whatever thoughts you're having come up. It may be that there are specific thoughts that come up. It may be just a general buzz of energy or feel like waves of thoughts. All of that's fine. Not trying to do anything with the thoughts. It's like you're watching them come up, like you're watching bubbles come up in a glass of soda. There may be thoughts like, this is weird, this isn't going to work for me, I have things I should be doing. Just let those thoughts come up. You don't need to do anything about them, just notice them. If you notice emotions coming up, allow those too. Tears are fine. If your body wants to move some, do that too. You're clearing off the space for new things to come up. As you allow all these thoughts and perhaps feelings to come up, you're creating inner space, space in your mind. Space for new thoughts, new realizations, space for new possibilities. When you feel done, you can put your hands down or leave them on your heart center or there by your side. Just take a moment to let your attention wander over your body and see what you notice. Thoughts and emotions are sometimes stored in our bodies. So if you notice a place of tension or a place that just doesn't feel good, put your attention there. Is there a thought that's wanting to be recognized and acknowledged? And the thoughts that get stored here that cause us problems are the ones that are uncomfortable, that aren't fun to acknowledge. There may be a thought there like, I'm alone, I'm not loved. That's okay. Just notice it. Imagine that there's a part of you that has that thought, and that you're simply sitting there with that part of you, Just being there. You don't need to hold on to the thought or understand how it got there, what the origins are. And as you sit with it, you'll discover that it feels less and less intense. And like the bubbles in a glass, it will release and simply move on. If it doesn't do it this time through, it will when you go back through the recording again. If you can feel love and compassion for the part of you that has had this thought, then things will flow even more. If this is a thought that someone else said to you, know that they spoke from their own hurt and pain. That doesn't excuse the hurt and pain or diminish it in any way. It doesn't mean that that wasn't important. It's just that as personal as the slight felt, it really wasn't personal. It was about that person's hurt and pain. You don't need to carry their hurt and pain anymore. You don't need to carry their words anymore. And all you need to do is simply acknowledge the thought, the emotions you had. If you've ever held a handful of sand under the water, the beach, you know that as soon as you start loosening your grip and letting your fingers relax, the water will naturally begin moving the sand out of your hand. That's how it is with these thoughts. As soon as you acknowledge them and loosen your grip, they begin to move on naturally. It's the ones that you're not willing to look at, not willing to sit with, that stay. When you're ready, let your attention go back to your mind. See what you notice there now. If you'd like, you can do the head pose again. Allow anything else that's there, that's ready to come up, to come up. Now imagine that in this space that has been created in your mind, the love of the universe is naturally filling that space. Like when you're at a beach and dig into the sand, as soon as you remove the sand, if you're close enough to the water, water begins to fill the hole. Feel the love of the universe filling that space in your mind. What does that feel like to you? Are there colors or particular sensations? Does it have a sound? How does your body feel when you're feeling this? If you're listening to this recording for a second or 200th time, what are you noticing that's different this time? I'm going to say some refuturing statements. You're welcome to put your hands back in the head pose or heart center pose or by your side. And again, simply let these statements wash over you. You don't even need to figure them out or hold them in your mind or be consciously aware of them. What if it's possible that I am okay? That I am safe, just as I am? What if it's possible that my mind is a safe space for me? Even if it hasn't always felt that way. What if it's possible for me to be friends with my mind? What if it's possible for me to develop trust with my mind and my thoughts and not be overly dependent on them? What if it's possible that even though I have thoughts sometimes that feel hurtful and limiting, that my mind is still a safe space for me? What if it's possible that it's okay for me to know my thoughts? What if it's possible that it's true my thoughts have energy and power? What if it's possible that it is also true that I am bigger than any thought I may have? That I have more energy and more power than any thought? What if it's possible that I can notice my thoughts and stay centered in myself, in the essence of who I am. What if it's possible for me to have thoughts, to acknowledge them, allow them to come up and forward, and not be attached to them, not judge them or go into a place of blame and shame and guilt over them, but simply acknowledge them and release my attachment to them? What if it's possible for me to feel whatever emotions may come up with the thoughts, to let the emotions and thoughts flow through, giving voice to them, letting the tears come, whatever is needed, simply allowing it, and knowing that this is what I'm experiencing now, and that I am so much more than this. What if it's possible that I am lovable even when I have unloving thoughts? What if it's possible that unloving thoughts come from my fears, from the past, and that that's okay? What if it's possible that in recognizing them and allowing them to come up, they naturally flow on and leave me feeling more loving, more spacious, more grounded, and more of who I truly am? What if it's possible that it's okay for me to have loving thoughts? What if it's possible that it's okay for me to have loving thoughts about myself and every part of me? What if it's possible that the more loving thoughts I have about myself, the more loving thoughts I naturally have about others? What if it's possible that my loving thoughts connect me with my power, with the divine, with all that is? What if it's possible that allowing my loving and unloving thoughts to come up gives me more flow, more energy, and a greater capacity to have loving thoughts? What if it's possible that having loving thoughts connects me with my creativity, my ingenuity, my own particular brilliance? What if it's possible that I am loved, that my mind mind is loved by the divine and all that is. What if it's possible for me to allow that love, to receive that love? To feel that love. What if it's possible that doing this connects me with my inner wisdom in bigger and deeper ways than I could have imagined? What if it's possible that I will see the effects of this in surprising and delightful ways? In abundant ways. What if it's possible that all of this is safe and possible for me, just as I am, right here and right now?